And also in Dublin, it's at Airfield House. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley is there. Sandra, what's the focus there?
Yes, well, TDs, senators, MEPs all gathering again today. It's the second day of their think-in, and I suppose we're coming into a really busy period for the Green Party in government, because what we're going to see is the provisions of the Climate Act coming being put into practice. So we're going to see the first draft carbon budget being brought forward within the next 2 weeks. Then the government will have to sign off on it. Then it goes to the Dáil. And we're also going to get the National Development Plan and the Climate Action Plan in the weeks after that. That's going to set out how we're going to reach these really ambitious emissions reductions targets across various sectors. And for the Green Party, what they want to ensure here is public buy-in for all of these measures, because what has been seen as sort of remote, all these targets that have been set, they're now going to become a lot more real for people. They're going to have an effect on people's lives, for individuals, for businesses, for sectors of the economy. And of course, that politically creates a lot more difficulty. And I think it's important for the Green Party that these measures are seen as necessary and beneficial, and politically that they can be sold to people.
They haven't had a huge amount of opportunity to all gather together in person since they went into government. Are they all going to line up and vote confidence in Minister Simon Coveney tomorrow?
Well, apparently this is the first time that they have met in person since they went into government. So it has been an important time to regroup. But yes, on the Simon Coveney motion tomorrow, I don't see any defections in the party. They will all support what we expect, that the government counter motion that will be put down supporting the minister. But it has been an unwelcome distraction for the party. However, there's another area related to Simon Coveney that came up in the questioning this morning. And of course, he has been championing this bid to bring the America's Cup yacht race to Cork in 2024. And the government at the moment is assessing the economics of this. And the big question, of course, is about the amount of money that the government would have to put in up front. Some of the estimates here are 150 to 200 million euro. There would, of course, be an economic return in getting such a prestigious event into the country. But the government has to make a decision on whether to sign off on this. And both Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin were asked about this morning. Catherine Martin's Department of Tourism, of course, is involved in this. And they both really emphasised that they were going to have to evaluate the pluses and minuses here, that Catherine Martin pointed to the cost-benefit analysis that her department has commissioned from consultants. She said she couldn't express a view, but clearly it's a big call to make, and one we're told we don't expect it to go to government this week, but it's likely in the next couple of weeks.
And that controversy over their TD, Brian Leddon, and a WhatsApp group that made derogatory comments about a female councillor, where is that issue at this lunchtime?
Well, I think it's still, it hasn't gone away really. And what we have seen now, Brian Leddon, I didn't see him this morning at the call. It was senior ministers who spoke to the media, but he was there yesterday. He has apologised for what happened, but the executive in the Green Party agreed that no sanction was required. And the controversy, however, is lingering. The National Women's Council has criticised the fact that there was no sanction. But what it has also done is exposed again the divisions in the party, because there is a clear divergence between Catherine Martin and Eamon Ryan on the handling of this. Catherine Martin was very trenchant in her criticism of what happened, and she said she was disappointed that there was no sanction. Eamon Ryan said that it was appropriate, although he said he did speak to Brian Leddon, and it was important that Brian Leddon had apologised. Now, we're told that they can't comment any further because the matter is now the subject of a Garda investigation. But I suppose it exposes again the divisions in the party. There has been some infighting over the past year. Asked about this morning, both Catherine Martin and Eamon Ryan insisted that everything was harmonious and that they were just getting on with the business in government.
Any Garth Brooks fans there?
No mention of Garth Brooks this morning, so I'm not clear on their views, but it certainly is the topic of the day in some quarters.
Sandra Hurley, thank you. That's Sandra Hurley, our political reporter at the Green Party Think-In. More on the news at 1.